light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Proclaim among the nations, our God reigns from the tree. There in God's garden stands the tree of wisdom, whose leaves hold forth the healing of the nations. Tree of all knowledge, tree of all compassion, tree of all beauty. Its name is Jesus, name that says our Savior. There on its branches, see the scars of suffering. See where the tendrils of our human selfhood feed on its life blood. Thorns not his own are tangled in its foliage. Our greed has starved it, our despite has choked it. Yet, look, it lives, its grief has not destroyed it, nor fire consumed it. See how its branches reach to us in welcome. Hear what the voice says, come to me, ye weary. Give me your sickness, give me all your sorrow, I will give blessing. This is my ending, this my resurrection. Into your hands, love, I commit my spirit. This have I searched for, now I can possess it. This ground is holy. All heaven is singing, thanks to Christ whose passion offers in mercy healing strength and pardon. Peoples and nations, take it freely. Amen, my lover. Tell it among the nations, our love has reigned from the tree. Alleluia. Sing a new song to Adonai. Sing it and bless God's name. Sing it everyone and everywhere. Proclaim God's help every day. Tell every nation about the triumph, God's glory and wonders among the peoples. A God so great deserves all praise, and the dread of all other gods. Far too many value their worthless idols, but it was Adonai who made the heavens. To God belong majesty and power, and splendorous beauty in the temple. Proclaim Adonai, O families of nations. Praise the glory of God's power. Praise the glory of the holy name. Bring gifts to offer in the temple. Worship with reverence and awe. O earth, join us in praise. Tell it among the nations. Adonai reigns with justice. As the firmness of earth is not swayed, nothing will sway the justice of God. Let heaven and earth be glad, the sea and its creatures render praise, the fields and their animals exult, the trees and their birds sing for joy, at the presence of Adonai who comes to reign on earth. With justice, God will set earth aright. With truth, restore the world to right order. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Tell it among the nations, our love has rained from the tree. Alleluia.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Because we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and finisher of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Tell among all nations the glory of Adonai. Alleluia, alleluia. Among all peoples, God's wondrous deeds. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the holy breath of love. Tell among all nations the glory of Adonai. Alleluia, alleluia. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? Where does he get this wisdom and the wonders that he works? My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness, as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary? Where does he get this wisdom, and the wonders that he works?
O Jesus, our Savior, you gave your flesh and blood for the life of the world. May we use our hearts, minds, and bodies to be bread for the world. O Jesus, our Mother, you reveal yourself in the simple yet sacred act of breaking and sharing bread. May we recognize the sacred in every part of our lives and the power of your presence in the sharing of all your gifts that nourish and sustain life. O Jesus, our brother, you reveal yourself in the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the prisoners, and the sick. May we recognize you in the least of our sisters and brothers and put their needs first in our priorities and actions. O Jesus, our Redeemer, you came to serve and to lay down your life for us. May these glorious days of summer free us to serve our sisters and brothers and work for the restoration of health to the whole of creation. You taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Creating and sustaining God, as we celebrate the sixth day of the week, we praise and thank you for the wonder and beauty of all the creatures that you have made, for each one of them reveals something of your inexpressible love. Awaken in us such a sense of wonder and delight that we receive with gratitude the gifts that Mother Earth provides to supply our needs. Generously share these gifts with all your creatures and lovingly care for our common home, all to the honor and glory of your holy name. Amen. May the God of life and light bless us and our world with goodness and peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles, To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us, and after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil, and come to share the fullness of life eternal.